listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
I subscribe to a couple of blues magazine publications, and I always read the reviews on the newly released albums. One of the magazines I just received had over 50 reviews in its latest issue. I research many of the releases and have a number of them I'd like to share with you listeners. Many releases are well-established names in the blues genre, and then there are those who I either have never heard of or are just on the verge of breaking into the national recognition circle. For today's show, I chose to go with one of the artists who has been around for quite some time, actually about 30 years, but is just now becoming more recognized in the national who's who in the blues world. East Coast musician Bob Lanza is the artist we're going to hear today. His latest release is his album Kids, Dogs, and Crazy Women on the Connor Ray Music label. Let's start off with the title cut from his album, Kids, Dogs, and Crazy Women, and we'll follow that with Little Mama, and we'll end this set with Not the Man I Used to Be, the Bob Lanza Blues Band, today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Crazy women, that's all that I see. Well, kids, dogs, crazy women, where they all come to terrorize me. Well, get me a call on the coast phone. Hey, Pop, how you be? I said, I'm doing fine, son, what do you want? He said, please send me money. I said, kids, dogs, crazy women, that's all that I see. Floor, gotta pick up some doggy doo. Let me tell you now, kids, dogs, crazy women, but that's all that I see. Yeah, kids, dogs, crazy women, oh, they all come to terrorize me. Now get me a call in the evening. Oh, Bobby, come and help me, please. I'll rush on over and the neighbor's there. Yeah, he's doing what I should be. Tell you now, kids, dogs, crazy women, well, that's all that I see. Yeah, kids, dogs, crazy women, oh, they all come to terrorize me. Thank you. that's all that I see. Yeah, kids, dogs, crazy women. Yeah, I'm gonna set myself free. Yeah, I'm gonna set myself free. To the test. Well, little mama, stay away from me. Hey, little mama, no drink, cuss, and fight. Little mama, staying out all night. Little mama, like a talk that jive. Little mama, mad that she's alive. Well, little mama, stay away from me. Now, if you see her coming to you, there ain't nothing you can do. She gonna get up in your face. If you try to walk away, she gonna find another way. She dropped pigeons all over the place. Well, little mama, now it's time to grow up. Little mama, no more blame to give up. A little mama, go beyond your wrong. Come on now, leave this poor man alone. Little mama, stay away from me.
Man, I used to be.
me, baby. I'm not the man I used to be. Hey, I'm sitting on a bar stool drinking. Oh, since you left me, baby, I ain't got no one by my side. Well, you told me you'd be with me forever, girl.
Lanza has been a band leader on the New York, New Jersey bar scene for 30 years. He's performed with a large number of bands, and probably most recognized to have been in the Floyd Phillips and the Mudflaps. He also played with Jason Ricci and New Blood, and with James Superharp Cotton. Yes, the James Cotton that you're thinking of. Bob learned at the feet of Nashville legend Dave Perkins, 4-year period from 1979 through 1983. This time was the start of a musical journey that continues to this day. Playing the bar scene with various bands passed the time nicely. Then in 1997, Bob met Floyd Phillips while playing in the Blues Monsters. Floyd Phillips and the Mudcaps were born. What followed in the next 3 years was an education in life and music taught by a legend. And by a legend, well, here's a little background on Floyd. He had been Johnny Clyde Copeland's piano player and childhood friend. He also cut an album with T-Bone Walker, worked with Johnny Adams, O.V. Wright, Lowell Fulsom, Albert Collins, Gapemouth Brown, and so many more out of the Houston area. In the fall of 2000, the band cut a nice demo that featured some of Floyd's original material. A great influence and great friend, Floyd passed away on Christmas Day 2001. After Floyd's passing, Bob decided to take a few of his friends' advice and form the Bob Lanza Blues Band. The band is stone cold blues and continues to play the New York, New Jersey area. Let's get back into some more of the Bob Lanza Blues Band with some cuts off his newly released album, Kids, Dogs, and Crazy Women. We'll start off with a different take on an old Patsy Cline tune, Walking After Midnight. Bob definitely puts his own signature on this cover. We'll follow that with Full Time Lover, and we'll end this set with a tribute to James Cotton, Hey Cotton, with another New Jersey musician on the rise, harmonica player Vin Mott, who plays on a number of other tunes in this album. To New Jersey and the East Coast.
Midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping after midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere walking after midnight, searching for me. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
That was a tune titled Hey Cotton, which is in reference to the one and only James Super Harp Cotton, which Bob Lanza had the privilege to work alongside of. That tune was written by Lanza and producer Anthony Krizen, who is also a musician in his own right. Lanza refers to his music as Jersey blues, and it is indeed tough, gruff, bare-fisted, and in-your-face. It's honest, a little over the top, and not for the faint of heart. We'll be right back with more from the Bob Lanza Blues Band in just a moment. This is Mr. Jack, and you're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining me today.
once again I'm all alone. Here it is after midnight, once again I'm all alone. And I've been on every side of lonesome since my baby been gone. And I've been trying to get it together now, and misery won't let me be. And I've been trying to get it together now, misery won't let me be. I've been on every side of lonesome since she walked out on me. Somebody please tell my mama, 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 please come home. Somebody please tell my mama, 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 please come home. Been gone. I've been on every side of lonesome. 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 I've been on every side of lonesome since my baby been gone.
was high last night, darling. I was acting like a fool. Baby, please let me in. I swear I'll never do it again. Hey, baby, let's start all over again.
Listening to the Bob Lanza Blues Band and their newly released album, Kids, Dogs, and Crazy Women, on the Connor Ray Music Label. Bob Lanza hails from New Jersey and is well known in the New Jersey, New York area, as well as getting his name known on the National Register. He's put in his time on the bar scene circuit for well over 30 years, and has played and backed up with some well-known blues musicians over the years, including James Cotton, just to name one. I recently heard someone quote from a Malcolm Gladwell book, Outliers, The Story of Success, stating 10,000 hours is the magic number of greatness. This is in reference to research showing those who have made a name for themselves, making it to the top of their fields, spent a minimum of 10,000 hours to become great at what they do. Breaking that down would be about 20 hours per week for 10 years. In lieu of that, I have to say Bob Lanza, over his 30 years of performance in the music field, has truly earned the title of expert in his field, and it's about time he got some recognition on the national level. Let's get back into some more music of the Bob Lanza Blues Band on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Cause you're sweeter than the honey from a bee. We're gonna move up to the country, babe. Paint that mailbox blue. I'm gonna move out of the country, babe. Paint that mailbox blue. I don't want no other man come mess around with you. I don't want no mailman dropping off no packages when I ain't home. We'll be right back.
Till the Pain Is Gone, the 2013 release, is the previous offering from Bob Lanz and his band. It's a sturdy mix of covers and originals centered on his powerful voice and ripping guitar. Surprisingly, the first lead guitar licks heard on the disc are from Bob Lanza's son, Jake. Jake Lanza gets 3 solo spots in the lead track, Maudy. Jake's phrasing and tone is faultless and leaves the listener wanting more. Keyboardist Ed Doc Wall pulls double duty on organ and piano, and guest vocalist Joe Cirincio pours out his lonesome soul to Maudy. It's a credit to Bob Lanza's confidence in his fellow musicians to highlight so many of them in the lead track of this album. Maudy sets a high standard for the rest of the disc, which it unequivocally lives up to. Here's the track Maudy from the Bob Lanza Blues Band on Cruisin' the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
Oh my.
going to end our blues road trip with one more cut off the Bob Lanza Blues Band album, Till the Pain Is Gone. Here's Snakebite. Thanks for joining me today. This is Mr. Jack, and until next time, I'll catch you later, blues fans.